I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
I want to guess that one.
Soft launch day 764.
That's
your
wrong.
Mind's off.
That's definitely wrong.
He's living in the past, that lad.
Hang on, let me try this one.
Soft launch day 765.
No, still wrong there. He's wrong on that one.
No.
We've all moved on, guys. Come on.
What's that one over there?
Soft launch day 766.
Yes.
Nice.
Soft.
All right, man. Wait a minute. Today's soft launch day 766.
Oh no. I'm not coming in on Monday.
I
I'm going to pick up a cold over the weekend.
That means Monday is going to be
soft launch day.
Seven.
Six. Seven.
Six, seven. JP's allergic. He's allergic. He was bitching yesterday. He was like, can we please stop doing the 6-7 thing now?
I don't talk like that.
When JP's bitching, this is what he sounds like.
Ray, can we stop doing the 6-7 thing now? Because it's really annoying to people.
I'm like, dude, I've been doing really annoying to people for 20 years. You think I'm able to stop now?
I thought we had peak 6-7 when we were in the school and Leitrim and all the kids were jumping on board.
JP, it's a magical time. It's a magical time of year. It's all about the children. It's all about excitement for the children. They're on high dough. They're up to 90. Mr. Claus is coming in only a few days. The last thing we should be considering is taking away the joy of the 6-7 for the children of Ireland.
6-7.
Yeah.
6-7.
Jeffy's literally shuddering in front of me.
Physical reaction to that. There'll be a new trend in 2026, so, you know, we'll have all moved on by then.
I had to do a deal with JP yesterday. I said, just let me do it up to Christmas Eve. Like, go on, so.
Ray, I don't think we should.
JP sounds like
don't
Bob,
sound like that.
Bob Geldof in a bad mood.
Ray, I don't think we should be doing this. You're just annoying people.
Yeah.
And what?
Is this new to you, like? Biggest story at the moment, Conor McGregor's getting married in the Vatican.
Yeah.
I thought he was... look at you, looking well.
Who, me?
Not you.
Okay.
Your man walking past the window. Yeah, Conor McGregor... I thought they were already married.
No.
Did he marry? Is it D?
D, Devlin, yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were already married. Oh, I'd be allergic to that now.
Which bit of it?
What, you've got a list over there. Let's see if I've got it. Let's see if any of my opinions are on your list. A foreign wedding, first of all. Hiya. We'd love to invite you to our foreign wedding. Straight away, I'm out. Where is it? Is it further than an hour and a half away? In the car. In that case, I'm out. Not interested. Second, dress code. No! Not having a dress code. If I can't wear me hoodie, jog on. Item 3. A week before Christmas. Are you out of your gourd?
Shut your nasty little face.
I mean, seriously, guys.
No!
I mean, what kind of a deviant would ask friends to come along to a wedding just before Christmas?
Well, now we know exactly.
Yeah.
We don't need any dictionary definitions, though. We've a fair idea already. Whatever that word is that's coming to mind, that one, lads, yeah. The other biggest story at the moment is Are the Lewises back up and running? I think I saw one running and up and hop in Dublin.
Well, there you go then. They must be. The Green Line was the one that was knocked out of action.
Yeah. And your man with the Revolut, his 10,000 euro being cleaned out of his Revolut.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I heard about it, all right.
Does it make you worry about your Revolut? Have Revolut come out and said, oh, no, lads, it's okay, actually. This is all a big misunderstanding and we were on top of it. This is the story of a guy who had 10,000 euro in his Revolut and they apparently, well, what, somehow scammers, by the way, I'm coming down with scams at the moment. Even in the last 24 hours, I've had, hi, ma'am, this is my new number, I need you to send me money. Have you had that?
No.
I'd never had that one before, like thinking I'm their mother. I'm like, listen, kid, I don't know who you are, but I'm pretty sure I've made some mistakes in my life. And sure, I've given some people some false names and phone numbers from time to time. Even female names. Just to get out of a dodgy situation. But if you think I'm your mother, you're in trouble. And I'm in even more trouble. Let me have a word with my wife and get back to you.
I think I've had scam phone calls coming in, but I've not answered them. A couple of calls from the UK, unless somebody's seen my profile on LinkedIn and wants to hire me in the UK, right?
Hi, mum, here's my new phone number. My old phone is broken. Can you send me a WhatsApp message?
No.
Then one that claims to be from PTSB, a transaction was declined. A transaction to a supermarket was declined and your card has been placed on hold. Contact us immediately on this phone number. If it wasn't you, my wife got that one as well. Then one claiming to be from the credit union, saying, call us now about activity on your account. This is the thing though as well, because all of the banks are texting people going, we will never randomly get in touch about your, there being an issue with your account. What will happen is your account will just freeze. If there's any issue with your account, it'll freeze. Then you'll notice it. This is their thinking, I think. You will notice that your account isn't working. Then you will call them. And that's, it'll piss you off, sure, because it's like, why wouldn't you call me? Why wouldn't you let me know there's something wrong? No, because their whole policy is to not get in touch so that people, any contact you ever get that claims it to be from the bank is not from the bank. You have to contact the bank if there's something wrong, and that is a system that works.
Scams everywhere. This is why nobody trusts Barry Dunn when he makes the cash machine call. Barry Dunn will never ask you for your bank account details.
He keeps texting me saying, hi, Barry Dunn here. Just to remind you, I will never text out of the blue and ask you for your details. That's the thing, though. It has ruined the cash machine.
Scams everywhere.
But everyone's going, is this a joke? Is this a scam? Yeah. Is this a joke? And then the Revolut one that this fella was on about was, he had 10,000 euro, he was saving up. And this guy, he works in tech. He would be fairly plugged. And that's another thing. We all convince ourselves into thinking, ah, sure, I would never fall for anything like that. Now, apparently this lad didn't fall for anything. Somehow my kids' phone numbers they've gotten ones where they've been registered using their phone number for social media accounts. And then via the social media or WhatsApp accounts, they would in theory then be able to verify payments or whatever through that. Anyway, that's something else. And then I got a voice note as well. Sorry. So the theory is that his number may have been used to verify payments made out of his Revolut account without him doing it. Isn't that shocking?
That's weird.
And this is the thing. Revolut should be coming out and going, oh no, we'll sort it out. Because with all of these like so-called bricks and mortar banks, you have the notion that, oh, they'll be able to sort it out. Or they'll, you know, at least we'll call into the bank and see if they can sort it out for us. Whereas Revolut, it's in the cloud. It's up there in the cloud with Jesus.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah.
And
okay.
Saint,
good spot to be, I suppose.
Saint Peter. Yeah, there's this voice note that I got. Now, any numbers that I don't know go to voicemail.
Perfect.
If you're not in my contacts, you go into my voicemail. And then you have to leave a voicemail. Have a listen to this. Hang on. Let me turn it up. Can you hear this? Hang on. Turn it up there, lads.
That's very quiet there, Ray.
Isn't that very quiet?
Yeah.
It's a woman's voice. It's an English accent. She says, add my number on WhatsApp.
Add my number on WhatsApp.
Did you hear that?
She is. She's no crack.
Add my number on WhatsApp.
She could try a bit harder, couldn't she?
I was like, am I your mother?
Add my number on WhatsApp.
There you go. So I added her
and I'm meeting her tonight for a couple of drinks.
I should put 4.5 grand into her bank account first, though. But yeah, you got to be super vigilant. They're the top stories. That's what everyone's talking about at the moment. All right, we haven't played this yet in 2025. So the first play of Geraldine, Once Upon a Christmas Song. This is Today FM. Once upon a Sabrina Carpenter and Taste, this is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon. Ray's my name. JP's around here somewhere.
Over here.
Oh, jeez, you're over there.
I am here, yeah.
And
yeah.
For some bizarre reason, that's not working now.
Oh.
Don't you love it when things randomly don't work? You know what? Just keep me on your toes. Keeps me on my toes and you on yours, dear.
Dear listener, sometimes stuff works, sometimes it doesn't. That's just the nature of radio.
You know what it is? It's Mr. Grinch causing havoc.
Oh, there he is again. He's causing
havoc all around, but particularly in your nearest McDonald's or via McDelivery with the new Grinch menu meal.
Is this yet another sign that we need to invest more heavily in policing and on Garda Síochána? Because this man's been getting away with not just like the last couple of weeks in McDonald's and in and around, but for centuries now.
There's been uproar since those drones with the Volodymyr Zelensky visit last Monday week and the Russian scare involved with that. There's been a lot of focus on the lack of investment in our defence forces. And I think, I for one...
Are we a weak back door?
We're a weak back door for the Grinch.
There he is again! You've got to help us catch him.
We just need to invest in radar and the security infrastructure required to keep the Grinch out. He's causing havoc, lads. You can check out the Grinch causing havoc at McDonald's this Christmas, launching his own exclusive Grinch meal. You can try the Grinch's new meal at McDonald's featuring his gherkin-flavoured fries and a pair of odd socks. There are 4 pairs to collect, available in restaurants while stocks last, or direct to your home via McDelivery. I've got €1,000 to give away. I'll do it at some stage during the broadcast this afternoon. You got to listen out for a Christmas song with lyrics stolen from it by the Grinch. And when he jumps into a Christmas song, takes out a couple of lyrics, tell us what those lyrics are or were on text or WhatsApp, 0874 100 102, along with your name and where you're from, and we put you in to win. Don't do it now. Wait for the Grinch to appear. When he does, text into us. We'll put you in to win. Good luck. Andy Williams on Today FM. We'll play the music you love. Happy Christmas. Nice. And a very good afternoon, Ray. My name, JP's over there.
Yes, I am.
Was Grinch in there?
Yeah, I heard him.
Oh, that's sickener.
Yeah.
Do you know what? He's ruining Christmas for everyone. Shut up!
He has no respect. Andy Williams is no longer with us. A beloved crooner, Andy Williams, and the Grinch still stole his lyrics.
That's unbelievable.
Is it awful?
Andy Williams no longer with us. But the Grinch is very much with us this year. And he'll be with you in McDonald's as you're eating your burger in there, your Grinch meal, and the chips covered in the gherkin. Gherkin?
It's just gherkin flavoured.
Gherkin flavoured. Yeah. I've actually tried it. It's like a packet of salt they give you and a bag. And what you do is you put all your chips into the bag.
Yeah.
You put the salt in.
Right.
It's not rocket science.
You season it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you throw it in.
It's a festive seasoning.
You shake it out in the back. You shake it all about. You put the gherkin salt in. You don't take it out. You shake it all about. You get an odd pair of Grinch socks as well with your Grinch meal, available in McDonald's or via McDelivery. When I say ho, you say ho ho. Ho.
Ho ho.
Ho.
Ho ho.
Ho ho ho.
Ho 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 ho.
It's too many hoes.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Alright, where am I ringing?
Donegal.
Let's do it.
Dunanal or Chiaconnell?
It's ringing.
Is it both?
It's shut your face.
Hello?
Orla, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hi Orla, it's Ray Foley here in Today FM. How are you getting on?
Yeah, thanks. How are you?
Good. Surviving. What's happening? What are you up to today?
Finished work and just did a bit of Christmas shopping there. So
Christmas shopping?
Yeah.
Is this last minute?
Second last Friday before Christmas?
That's not last minute then.
No.
It's just the right time, I guess, Orla, to be doing Christmas shopping, is it?
Yeah.
Who are you buying for?
My brother.
All right. Well, I want to know what you got him now. What age is your brother?
30 odd.
All right. So he's a grown man. Right. And do you, how many siblings do you have?
Four.
And is he the only brother you're buying for, or you're buying for all of them?
No, we do Chris Kringle.
All right, so he's the one.
He's the one, so I hope he's not listening.
Did you ask him what he wanted?
Yeah, via my mother.
Oh, so Mammy knows what he wants?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a budget limit on the present?
Like 100.
Whoa!
Jesus,
yeah. That's high.
Do you know who got you?
No, I don't know.
Oh, so it's secret, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Not anymore. But
will it be secret on the day, like when it's revealed?
No, we tell each other.
Oh, you tell each other. Okay, I'm dying to know what you got him now, because we were talking about presents yesterday. I love toys. Did you get him something solid, like a toy?
No.
Did you get him a voucher?
No, I got him clothes.
Clothes.
That's risky. What he wanted.
Your brother wanted clothes. He's 30 odd, and he wanted clothes. Do you hate your brother, Orla?
He literally picked it.
And if I got clothes, honest to God, and my wife occasionally my wife bought me a blue jumper yesterday.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, blue looks good on anyone.
And it's one of these blue jumpers, and I put it on, and I was standing in the mirror. She was standing behind me, and I said, "I look like you." She basically bought a jumper for herself in my size. It's ridiculous. All right, I'm giving you €1,000. Buy your brother something nice and that. Well done.
What's the missing word?
That doesn't matter what the missing
word. That does indeed.
What word did the Grinch steal, Orla?
Was it year?
It was year. Shut up, Mr. Grinch. Give over. Orla, for you, €1,000 with thanks to our friends at McDonald's and the Grinch meal at McDonald's. Enjoy that. It was closed. It was closed in the end. You can add something better to it. But you know.
Is he buying new clothes? Oh, you
no.
Don't know who you got in the
Christmas. We don't know.
Okay.
Love to your brother. We're not going to say who he is, so we'll maintain some mystery. And have a happy Christmas. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the call.
Happy Christmas, guys, and thanks so much. Owen,
right? Yes.
Love the
show. Hey, cheers, Owen.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
All right, do stay on Today FM. Well, I play some Bublé. I'll definitely get some Bublé on this afternoon. I don't know if I'll play him next. And Ava Max, Teddy Swims all on the way. Hang on.
With Care Plus.
Michael Bublé and Holly Jolly Christmas. Today FM playing the music. You love Ireland and afternoon and happy Christmas. Happy Friday. Second last Friday before Crimble. Feeling very, very festive, it's got to be said. And a very good afternoon to you on Soft Launch Day 766. Ray Foley's my name. JP's over there.
Happy Christmas.
It's going to be a happy Christmas for someone. This hour, someone's winning €275,000 on that cash machine. Stand by for that call. Hope you're getting the call shortly. Right here. Right here on Today FM Radio. Did you like that, the accent?
Very good, yeah, well done. You've been practicing, have you?
Do you think it was good?
Yeah, it was American, was it, yeah?
It was American.
Oh, good mind yourself.
Whereabouts in America do you think it was?
Oh, Southern America.
Yeehaw, that's my American accent. Yeehaw. Someone's going to win that there cash machine. Someone's going to win that there cash machine.
It's kind of cowboy-esque.
Cowboy-esque? Paul? You think someone's going to win the cash machine this Friday? Sure is, sir. Sure is, son. Did you like all that?
No, it was excellent. Yeah, it was like a mini radio play.
It was the little boy asking his father who was going to win the cash machine. Speaking of accents, actually, you know the Newfoundland? You're familiar with the Newfoundland accent?
Newfoundland.
Newfoundland?
Newfoundland. They're Newfies, aren't they?
I don't know how they found it. If they find it. Newfoundland?
Yeah.
Is it Canadian?
It is. It's the east coast of Canada.
But it's kind of down where America meets Canada, am I right?
Fairly close.
Maps.
I mean, it's probably hundreds or thousands of miles away, but it looks close on the map.
It's a good bit up, actually. No, it's straight over from us.
Yeah.
From Ireland. Straight over, though. Okay, and then America's a good bit down, actually. Jesus, loads of Canada, isn't there?
Isn't there?
You just don't think of Canada.
You don't. Isn't it like the second biggest country in the world?
I don't know, but it's pretty big.
This is massive.
She's a fair play, Canada. You're brilliant. Keep it up, Canada. Command yourself. If you're in Canada this afternoon, drop us a voice note. And only a voice note. No messing. 0874-100-102 in your best Irish-Canadian accent. So straight over is Newfoundland. Newfoundland. And over there, they've got accents pretty much the same as us.
Yeah, it's wild.
With a little bit of a Canadian twang. Listen to these lads. This is did you see this video? It's an old video. It's from, I guess, a news report or public TV where there was a disagreement at a council meeting. And one man is complaining about his local councillor or his local TD or whatever it is, his local representative, political representative, saying that he should get the shite knocked out of him.
But has there been a spike in these videos? Because I've seen a few Canadian-Irish type videos popping up in my feed.
Yeah, it's
going,
I think Newfoundland or Newfoundland is going mad on Irish social media. Because in Ireland, we're all going, geez, they talk just like us. Have a listen. This is the... It starts with your man giving out about the politician, first of all, saying it was completely inappropriate what he said about me.
I hope you get the shit beaten out of you. That's exactly what he said to me.
What I did say to him was...
Now, this guy... Now, your man is just a regular Joe, right? Yeah. And with a beard.
I hope you get the shit beaten out of you. That's exactly what he said to me.
And he's outraged, and rightly so. Imagine your TD, your local TD or councillor...
Unparliamentary language.
That's unbelievable unparliamentary language. So he's just a regular Joe. That guy with the beard. Now it cuts to this. He, honest to God, this guy looks like he could be buddies with Simon Coveney or Simon Harris or Leo Varadkar. He's one of them. He's got his proper politician. He's got the suit on and everything, hair parted to the side and everything. Proper politician. Have a listen to his. So your man has accused him of using this most unparliamentary language. This is your man's response to that accusation.
What I did say to him was...
And again, he sounds completely Irish.
That is crazy how Irish he sounds.
It's mad Irish.
What I did say to him was that it was my personal opinion that it would be in the best interests of the city if he got the shit knocked out of him.
He just felt very matter-of-fact. And you know what? It probably wouldn't be a bad thing either. I mean, it'd be good for everyone, particularly your man.
That it would be in the best interests of the city if he got the shit knocked out of him. He asked me to repeat it and I repeated it. And then he implied that I was inciting the council workers to be violent against him. That's not what I was saying. From my perspective, whether it was done by a council worker or a councillor or a taxpayer or a little old lady, I still think it would be in the best interest if Andy Wells got a good shit knocker.
They're really just our brothers and sisters, aren't they? Brothers and sisters today, FM. Katy Perry and Band-Aids Over a Broken Hole. Today FM, playing the music you love. That's the lyric, isn't it?
Is it? Is that where she's singing from, right?
Band-Aids Over a Broken Hole. Clearly more Band-Aids required than in that case, Katy.
Jesus, first moving stuff now. Command yourself,
Katy. Yeah. Band-Aids Over a Broken Hole. Have you ever seen those videos, actually?
Not those ones, no.
Let me be more specific.
Oh, thank you.
The videos of, it looks like sellotape, but you put it over like a leak, like it's a tank or a bucket, and it's like leak. There's water flowing out of it. It's to show how good this stuff is at plugging up gaps and leaks and holes.
Oh,
and
like Gorilla Glue or one of those kinds of things.
It's like tape. It's like sellotape, big thick sellotape.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sticks on, and these lads are sticking it on the side of tanks of water and immersions and...
I've seen it, yeah.
I'm thinking, geez, that's brilliant.
You need that, don't you?
Will you get me some of that for Christmas?
Oh, that's that lockdown now.
Band-Aids Over a Broken Hole. In Newfoundland, they speak like the Irish. Who's over... Is Dan in Canada?
I believe he's in Toronto.
0874-100-102. What's Newfoundland?
Newfoundland.
The Newfies, what are they like?
Don't have the Canadian accent, lads, but I live in Toronto and went up to Newfoundland there about...
But you see, the thing is, we wouldn't know if you've got the Canadian accent or if you've got the Newfoundland accent.
Ah, great point.
Because by the sound of you, Dan, you sound between the Irish and the Newfoundlanders. The Newfies. We all sound the same.
I met 3 months ago and it just felt like going home. Mm. It's the exact same as home.
And weather-wise, I imagine they're... Because it's straight over. But I imagine they get harsher winters than we do.
They don't have the benefit of the... What is that? The Gulf Stream? They don't get it over there, so they get very cold winters.
Thanks for that, JP. Is DJ Jo coming in?
I hope he is.
I feel like I just got a geography lesson.
You're welcome.
I feel enriched.
Guys, it's all about edutainment. Okay?
Next week, JP's doing Scree.
And Oxbow Lake.
DJ Jo. This is DJ Jo.
Yeah, starty. Oh, DJ Jo on the mic. Oh, we're doing what we like. If you're not a fan, get on your bike. 3:27 in the PM on a Friday, and we're feeling lovely and Christmassy, guys. 0874-100-102. Crimes against rhymes, that's what I am known for. Give us a SWAT
Jay.
Now. Give us a SWAT now, I said.
Oh, SWAT.
SWAT.
Sure.
D. Oh, yup. Oh, here we go.
J.
Get in touch.
D.
Excuse me.
J.
Why not get
black? D. J. D. J. J.
Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say J, yo.
J.
Yeah, you know it. Oh, Imelda's getting a few bits for the Christmas there. Says J-O, I asked the butcher, how long does it? I think Imelda's from the UK or something. I'll start that again.
She's a posh English one, is she?
How long? Imelda, she says that J-O, I asked the butcher, how long does a turkey last in the freezer? He says about 3 months. Says, that's weird. I put him in last night and this morning he was dead. I want to say, how's it going, Joan? How's it going, Joan? He says, J-O, I started using sensitive toothpaste. It gets jealous when I use other toothpaste. Bev says, all right, J-O.
All right, Jeff.
He says, J-O, the boss is after telling me to have a good day. So I've gone home. Oh, look out, guys.
Oh, not Mick the Sexist.
Mick the Sexist has been in touch, guys.
Sorry, girlies. Oh,
sorry about that.
Here's Mick the Sexist texting in again.
He says, J-O, I'm after telling me mate Deco that me wife ran off with me best friend Shane yesterday. Deco says, since when is Shane your best friend? I says, since yesterday. And he'll cop yourself on there,
that's
Mick.
That's sexist.
That's
Mick.
Not even
I'm
nice, Mick. You
Mick,
know,
you're
I don't
pig.
Endorse
you're
that message at all. Actually, you might not miss her now, but soon you'll want her back in your life.
Oh, I see
which
where this
reminds
is going.
Me, you're back in me life, Alice DJ!
DJ J-O. DJ J-O.
Want you back in my life.
Guys, he's done it again.
DJ J-O on the decks today, FM.
Alice DJ, back in my life. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. We're the biggest ever cash machine total on Irish radio.
Today FM's Christmas cash machine.
What are you talking about? This is the biggest ever cash prize on Irish radio. It is the biggest ever cash machine total. It is 275 grand. It is life-changing money. We're a week and a half from Christmas. And we're going to change someone's life right now on Today FM. You have had until last Friday. Yeah, this day last week at 5 o'clock to get your text in. If you got it in before 3 o'clock this afternoon, we could be calling you now. That means your number is in to win. If we're dialing you, take the phone. Take the phone. I'm after breaking the desk.
Oh, would you not break? We'll have to... Sorry, guys. We're not giving away the money. We're keeping it. We have to pay
to fix
the desk.
Sorry, guys. Barry. Barry's giving... He's rolling
sorry
his eyes.
That.
Sorry, Barry. All right, Shirty, give it a second. I'm doing me blah, blah, blah.
It's his moment to shine.
Barry, I'm doing me blah, blah, blahs. Calm down.
Done dying to dial. You got your text in, or you entered online on todayfm.com/cashmachine before 3 o'clock. We could be calling you now. Get the phone off silence. Take the call, get the total right, and it's all yours. Get it wrong, we go again. Refuse the call, we go again. Wishing you the very best of luck. You need the exact winning total, and you must answer within 5 rings. As always, Barry's making that call for us. Let's go.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, sunshine. Happy Christmas, Baz.
1 ring. 2 rings. 3 rings.
Hello.
Hello, happy Friday. It's Barry Dunn phoning. How are you?
How's it going?
It is the cash machine call. Did you expect this, my friend?
No, I don't.
Okay, who are we talking to?
Shamek.
What part of the country are you in today?
Letterkenny.
Lovely. You may be about to win the biggest sum of money that we've ever given away on the radio. How do you feel about that?
Oh, Jesus, I'm so excited.
How are the plans coming along? Are you prepared for Christmas, or are you waiting to see what happens in the next couple of moments?
I'm waiting what's happened.
Do you have family? Do you have friends? Do you have people
you're going to
be...
I have family. I have 3 kids, wife.
Okay, so you're going to have this money well spent if you win it, Shamek, in that case.
Yes, I wish.
Is there anything on the bucket list that you would like to do?
I wish to get a house.
Okay. You sound calm about this. Are you calm?
Yes. Jesus, my heart is so banging. Oh, my God.
Okay, steady the nerves. Steady the nerves, okay? Big deep breaths. Tell us how much it is, and we will give you that money.
275,000.
How does it feel to be rich? You've won the money. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. I'm shaking, guys. Thank you so much.
What were you doing this afternoon up until this moment, Shamek?
I'm actually finished work about half an hour ago. I'm actually sitting on the bed here. I have to sit down, guys.
Sit down. Is there somebody? Are the family there with you at the moment? Because
yes, they are. They are beside me. Hey, guys, I win 275,000 euros. I'm not.
I know they probably think their dad is kidding, but guys, I can tell you, Shamek, your dad has just won 275,000 euros. It is going to be such a great Christmas. Well done.
Lovely, thank you very much. Oh my God, I'm so happy.
The winning continues on Today FM's Christmas Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear the new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's Christmas Cash Machine. Cash Machine. Ray Foley on Today FM.